Good evening, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the talk show with internationally known master visionary, profound psychic, and modern-day oracle, Carrie O'Connor. I'm your co-host, Dave Turco. Our show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. We're here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration. It's what we love to do, and we welcome you to join us, as this is a call-in show. And when you have a reading with Carrie, you can ask any questions you want, but we do encourage you to be specific. We've got a couple of toll-free numbers here I'd like to give you. The first one is 1-888-228-4494. That's in the U.S. and Canada. And worldwide, it's 877-489-6350. If those lines are filled, we have direct lines, and that is 530-776-5154. 530-776-5185 and 530-876-9916, all worldwide numbers. Hi, Carrie, good evening.
Hi, David, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself,
good.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well.
Hey, good.
I thought you were doing a happy dance seat with the Obama winning.
It's a big, big time on planet Earth.
Yes, it is.
As I'm looking at my things, yeah, it is just really an amazing thing. Last night was really exciting, still probably a little bit tired from it, but it's like what we were saying before, that these are accelerated times on planet Earth, and not to belabor the point, rather, about how historic it all is. You know, we see that everywhere, but think of how far we've come as a culture to be able to accept this now. This amazing man as president, and forget whatever he looks like, what his ethnicity is, any of that kind of nonsense, and just see him for his character, and is he suitable for the job? And so this is a huge leap forward, and I think it's a sign of the accelerated times that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely. My assistant likes to do little quotes on the top of my paper, and she wrote today from Barack Obama is that, or it's for tomorrow, that the quote that I say a lot, that we're the ones that we're waiting for. And,
right.
I love it.
He used that line too, and it's absolutely true. People kind of think that it's, pardon me?
It's time to take action, responsibility, and we're going
exactly
from the collective child to the adult. So this is big time for everybody.
It really is, and for anybody who is able to listen to his acceptance speech, and this isn't to do any kind of political thing here, that it coincided very much like what we talk about all the time here on the show, and that is taking personal responsibility. I love the way he laid that out. This is a financial crisis period, and we're at a crossroads here, and he's not throwing any panic into this whole thing. He's saying that we can do this, but we need to take personal responsibility. And everything he said was right on. It may be more of inspirational and political speak, but he was right on as far as the exact same things that we talk about from the spiritual standpoint, an energetic standpoint. The man understands energy. So this is really exciting, seeing somebody so different come into power in the political realm, and to be able to bring in, he will be a perfect example of how energy works, and he clearly understands how energy works.
Definitely.
And so this is real, real exciting. But anyway, before we go to our callers, and we've got them already, I would like to welcome everybody first to BBS Radio and give a quick reminder about events, workshops, and other things going on. First and foremost, I always want everybody to go to Carrie's website, carrieoconnor.com. Write that down if you don't remember it. It always helps to have things written down, but it's Carrie's name. And that's with an I-E, Carrie, K-E-R-I-E, O'Connor. For all the information, and please sign up for the newsletter and get on the email list. It's very important because then you get, Carrie uses something called Constant Contacts. So anything coming up, anything of importance, you get it right in your email, and it makes it easy for everybody. There are up-and-coming events. Just in a couple of days, this Thursday, November 7th, at the Blissworks Yoga and Healing Art Studio in New London, Connecticut. Carrie has a Lightstream Live event. That's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. There's also going to be one December 5th at the Wesley Yacht Club in Westerly as well. Cost is $35 at the door, for pre-registration, $40 at the door. So if you're anywhere in the Southern New England area, this is a wonderful opportunity to experience Carrie's extraordinary talent and make that connection to the other side. It's really, really great. It's a lot of fun, and it's, again, totally well worth it, and you learn a lot at these events. You know, I'm not a movie person. I was just wondering that out loud. I'm glad you said that. How much does it cost to go to the movies?
For two people, movies and popcorn and all that stuff, I give my kids,
what is it, 40, 50 bucks? How much is that? I'm an old fogey now, so I'm out of the loop here. And so I didn't even know, but I was just questioning that myself. But yeah, it's a wonderful, you get well worth it. We'll just leave it at that. Wonderful opportunity. And there's the development circle that still goes on Monday evenings, 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. These are done in teleclasses, so you can do it from your own house. You can't beat that. And so you'll be in a group teleclass with other like-minded people. You get to practice opening and developing your intuition. You're going to get tips and tools on how to do this from a master, Carrie O'Connor. And these are done in monthly cycles, so you can sign up anytime for those. They're ongoing. And this is just great for, as we're talking about with somebody like Obama, he understands energy. This is what we're talking about, use of energy, learning to know that we are energetic beings and how to use that. Intuition, everybody's got it. This just lets you hone that. And it helps you get through life a lot easier, that's for sure. There's a great teleclass coming up. This is on November 16th, which is a Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called What the Bleep Happened with the Secret. Carrie's going to be expanding on the wisdom of the secret. That's either the book or the movie that was so famous in the metaphysical world. So that you can manifest your highest potential right now. So it's really all about manifesting. It takes the secret one step further. The cost of that is $33, and you're going to need to register at Carrie's office to participate. So that's either by phone or by email. The email address is union1111@yahoo.com, phone number 860-887-1201. There is a free teleclass coming up. This is a one-hour teleclass on Tuesday, November 18th. And it is on topics that you pick. And the first one is addressing energy maintenance. And Carrie's going to be talking about the importance of having a daily energy routine. We talk about it all the time on the show. It is the cornerstone of everything, actually, as far as manifestation goes. When things aren't going right in your life, one of the first questions Carrie's always going to ask you, do you have a daily energy maintenance routine? How do you work with your own energy? It's about seeing us as energy beings. How can we use that to our advantage and create the life that we want? It's actually kind of nuts and bolts stuff when you think about it. We think about it as energetic, so it's kind of metaphysical, but there is a structure to the whole thing, and that's going to be great. And it's free, folks. That's a free teleclass. So, again, you'll be checking in with Carrie's website to get all the information under calendar of events. And that's where you get that kind of information. Before, Carrie, I have you add anything that you want. I want to give folks some information that I tend to neglect, if you will, and that is the private readings that Carrie gives. This is something I tend not to talk about there as far as in comparison with something like up-and-coming events and workshops and teleclasses and stuff like that. What you get here is a snippet. Even if you get a 10-minute reading, which is fabulous, and you're probably amazed at how much reading comes through, Carrie, in 10 minutes' time, that is still the tip of the iceberg. And Carrie is truly one of the most remarkable readers, period. She gives 110% with everybody that she reads. I cannot stress to you how important it is, not to mention at the same time you're getting your, even when you get a reading here on the show, in a private reading, even more so, Carrie's going to be working with your energy. You are going to be getting a healing. You don't even have to be present. This is over the phone. It's distant. it's in person, it doesn't matter. It's all part and parcel of what Kerry does. But the private readings are just absolutely astounding. They are truly life-changing. I know, Kerry, you have lots and lots of testimonials on that. I've had private readings with you. They're just amazing. I have been fortunate enough to witness some of them and truly see the literal jaw drop. Not to put the wow factor in there, that's the big thing. The important thing is learning more about who you are. What are the blocks that are in your energy field that are blocking you from getting what you want? This is the crux of the whole thing. It's not about, you know, guessing certain names and who are family members. It's really important stuff. It's like a super high-level psychotherapy with healing and all sorts of things. I mean, it's just profound healing. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So I strongly urge everybody listening to sign up for a private reading, see what that's all about, and you'll be absolutely glad you did. It's well, well worth it. Miss Kerry.
Yeah.
Are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
I've been talking for a while. And anything you want to add before we open up space today?
I think, no, let's just get right into it.
Okay, super. And I just want to throw that out there before we open up space. And when I talk about that, that, again, is a form of energy maintenance. We both strongly urge you to do this every single day in your life. It's recognizing yourself and the whole universe as energy. And this sets the intention for our show and for the day. Go ahead, Kerry.
I want us all to put our hand in our heart, or intend to put our hands in our heart, and I want us to visualize it pink tonight. We're doing a pink heart today, and that pink heart stands for unconditional love. And when you think of your heart chakra, the heart chakra, if you're not familiar with chakras, is all around the heart area. It's not only over the heart, it's the whole across the chest area. And also what is called the high heart includes the sinus, and that's that organ that's very important in our immune system. And that's when I see where we are, the unconditional love spot. And so our heart chakra is very big. So to visualize that pink, and feel it, the pulsing like the heartbeat, and really feel connected. Get grounded into your body. Feel your breath. Feel your bottom of your feet. Feel your ankles. Go up to your knees, your hips, up through your abdomen, into the heart, up through the shoulders, neck, to the top of the head, and then we're going to go back down again, pulling that pink energy from the top of the head, come back down to the neck, the shoulders, down out the arms, down your chest, pulling that heart energy down to your abdomen, down to your pelvis, down your legs, down out to your feet. Now we just grounded into ourselves, and then we're going to expand our energy out around us. We're going to expand that pink energy to 1 foot around us, 360 degrees. And then we're going to push it out to 2 feet around us. Another layer of your energy field, 2 feet around you, 360 degrees. Think of pink energy expanding out there. Now we're going 4 feet, pulling out that pink energy, pushing out, vibrating it, radiating out. 4 feet around you, 360 degrees. And go 7 feet. You don't have to know what 7 feet is, just visualize it, intend it, and it is so. And then 12 feet on either side of you, top and bottom of your head and feet. Pink energy. And that's the posture that you sit in, power posture, 24 feet across, lengthwise and widthwise. Now, as we're standing in that total unconditional love energy, visualize the earth in front of you. That's also 12 feet across, 24 feet across, length and width. We're going to send, feel connected to the earth, stare at it, look at it, feel love for it, and we're sending love to the earth and all its inhabitants. I want you to think of a bridge coming from your heart. It bends like over like a rainbow. It's going up from your heart, up to the top of the earth, and then just visualize this pink liquid crystal, unconditional love, going from the top of the earth, hitting all of the earth's inhabitants, pulling that energy down from the earth, down to the bottom of the earth, and then pulling the energy back up. And then feel the energy rocking between the earth and you, and yourself, and all everyone's higher self. Because you just made a connection to the earth and everyone's higher self, an unconditional love space. And so it shall be.
And so it is. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hey, Carrie, first tonight we've got Mary from the great city of Boston, Massachusetts.
All righty.
Hey, Mary, are you with us?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. That was wonderful. I feel like I've had like an auric massage or something. But
You did.
Anyway, as my throat totally closes up. Okay, I actually have a full reading scheduled with you, so I'm really excited about that. But I was having some issues. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Carrie, can you hear?
I'm having a little. I'm pulling up my volume.
Okay, there we go. Go ahead, Mary. Can you hear me, Mary?
Okay. Yes. Yes. I've been experiencing like sadness and seeing lots of nines, like four nines, and I am just I'm wondering what's going on, if I've done something wrong or
and especially Mary of the last 2 months and last 2 weeks in particular. What your body tell me. You recognize how very clear empathic you are. You're very extremely clear empathic, and so you pick up on the emotions not only on yourself as far as a feeler, but also the energies of the earth. And so what I'm seeing when I see 999s, that's perfect, especially since the last 2 months and even into August. A lot of people are experiencing this sense of sadness, a sense of loss, and what I see that as, Mary, as a good sign in the sense of when we're rebirthing ourselves, there can be a sense of loss, a sense of sadness, because we are literally, literally, literally graduating from the posture of the child, the symbolic child, into the adult. And so we are changing, we are releasing, and we're also rebirthing ourselves from our family of origin, so that's our family of our family, and as we're birthing ourselves from the family of origin, we're becoming the birthing, the adult end of the earth, of the world. And so there's a lot of endings with that. There's a part of a lot of endings, a lot of closings, but all of this, and especially when somebody's really empathic, they pick up on a lot of other people's, sadness and a lot of people's, feeling. I noticed more people literally talking about the disorder sad more than they ever have. My daughter was just talking about this today. She's like, I don't know what's wrong with me, Mom. I said, well, it's kind of funky. And when I looked into her energy field, as I'm looking into yours, I'm seeing part of your energy, especially on the right side, is picking up, especially when I go 5 to 7 feet out into that mental body. I see waves like you'd see when you're watching heat on the hot road, and when I'm seeing these waves kind of bending a little bit, it's where there's almost like a vulnerability of picking up on other people's sadness. So part of your heart wants to go out and help the people or support the people, and as you're doing on the left side of yourself, redefining yourself, tuning into your heart's desires, and just think of this as necessary losses. So it's not about doing anything wrong, Mary. It's all about doing everything as in a rebirthing process, and it's everything is right because you're going back to our original state, our unconditional love state, and so we are breaking out of that insane split mind, as the Course in Miracles would say it, the mind that's split, the mind that's not whole, the mind that's attached to the physicality of everything, which is an illusion anyway. So think of as we do this, there's a part where we could go through periods that could feel, again, like sadness, kind of feel vague or feel like kind of like what the heck is up, but this is not about anything wrong, it's part of the process. And so the more you really expand your energy out, because your energy not only does it like to go out to 24 feet across, you really are someone that likes to go really big out, at least 35 feet across. And so making sure when you're you amp up on your energy maintenance throughout the day, really puff your energy out, push it out, radiate it out to at least 33 to 48 inches, feet across crosswise, and that's going to really help you stay grounded. Also, I want to put a whole bunch of silver, as far as I, as your body makes, I want to put a whole bunch of silver platinum in your energy field, and that's all about stepping into the divine feminine. And when I see a checkerboard, that shows me that you're doing a lot of arranging of inner circle and people in your life, and so think of yourself sitting at the head of the table, and so this is your entitlement. This is your where you're supposed to be, and you're deciding who is in on your inner circle there. And so there's a lot of rearranging energetically of people, and so there's again a sense of loss, a sense of sadness with this. But there's as the flip side of this, especially when you get into the end of even a couple weeks, 2 weeks from now, 2 days from now, there's a sense of rebirthing, feeling like you're back into the driver's seat. And I see you in December looking back over your right shoulder, and it feels like you left a cloud behind, and you really understand that those, when we're in germination process, when we're in a rebirthing process, we really can't push the process, just like when a baby, somebody's having a birth. We could say, I want to get this kid out of here, but there's a part where that process is a process. So of the part of art of allowing, the art of really amping up as far as energy exercises, realizing that you're really rearranging a lot of core belief systems that have to do with how you see yourself, especially on the left side, and that's all about the feminine energy. And also, again, on the right side, you're picking up a lot of the stuff of the world. So it's all about endings, but they're all about new beginnings. Okay? Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're going to be more than fine. You're going to be, when I see somebody in a sports car looking behind them, and it's a convertible sports car, and it's a red one, and the roof is down, your hair is blowing, and that's all about new root chakra, going down the road, being able to hug the corners, meaning that's handling life, and there's almost, think of a symbolic scarf around your neck, and you glance back over your right shoulder, and it seems like this period is like happened a very long time ago, and it's not. And I'm looking at you, and it's the end of November, December, feeling that way. So that's perfect timing.
Jordy, the next question. That sounds really good.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Mary. Alrighty. And
I want to get to Mary with omega 3, 6, and 9. Omega oil.
For Mary?
Mary, 3, 6, 9, omega oil. Yep.
Okay. I didn't know if Mary's still with us, but anyway, I'll just...
I'm sure she'll hear it.
Yeah, if she's here, yeah. The essential fatty acids, omega 3, 6, and 9, and they come in that formula where you can get all three. And essential fatty acids are really important for lots of people. That's for sure. It's wonderful.
So, David,
stuff.
Are they not called omega 369? How come I saw that somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
Omega 3, omega 6, omega 9. But yeah, they're essential fatty acids. That's what I.
Okay.
That's like the broad brush category that they fall in. Yeah, they are the omegas. Omega 3, 6, and 9. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get them at any good health food store. You know, I think you can get them almost anywhere now, actually.
Right. Right,
but,
especially together. A lot of people know it's like 3-6s for the heart, but 3-6-9 is a real good combination. This is for everybody over the next 3 months, from November, December, January. Omega 3-6-9. It's great for everything.
Yeah, it really is. Yep, every cell of the body needs it, so it's good stuff. Carrie, we've got another call, and it's Evelyn from Arizona. Hi, Evelyn. Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Happy to get through.
Very good. How can we help you tonight, Evelyn?
Okay, I got a question, and it's not about me. My son went off to college and to play football, and he's thinking of leaving there at the end of the semester. Do you see him leaving that school and getting into another school?
I see. What is his first name? Who's Richard or Dick or Rich or Dick in and around him? It doesn't have to be a dead person. It could be a live person. And what is your son's first name?
Zachary.
Okay. Zach, when I'm looking at Zach's energy, his right foot, which is the right side now, happen what's happening right now. His legs are already, he's got his right leg already out of the school. And so energetically, he's already stepped out of the school. He's already put his foot on the road. He's already, think of a almost like a cartoon character, character that I'm looking at, and his whole, again, right side of his energy field looks like it's really extend itself, and it's already had its foot on the road. So, and he also, was there disappointment as far as, was a coach hard on him? Was there a male hard on him, or did he felt he was not? I'm feeling raw deal. I'm feeling like I want to hit the road.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what he's feeling.
Exactly. And I also know that you're feeling this is stick with it, stick it, hang in there. This too shall pass, and I'm not saying that it's not, but energetically he has himself as already on his foot. His foot is on the road, but it's the road that he's putting his foot on is gold, and I pay attention to that because that's good, that's stability. That is gold leading to other golden opportunities. And so, and also, though, did he have to work really hard to get in this? And so this is like a deal, like it seems like it's a deal of the century or signed deal, or it's like I've seen a package getting handed to him that a lot of people could think it's not his, he's nuts for leaving, that kind of deal. But when I see his energy so far, his legs so far extended on the road of wanting to get out of there, and when somebody's already energetically, it's just like when somebody's in a relationship or a job and they say, I got to get out of here, and their body is already packed, their bags are already packed to the door, and they're already, energetically, they're already out of there. They're not invested in there, and so it eventually right. starts spilling over to other stuff, like their grades, like their, there's the part where I'm seeing him turning the back to school and even not looking back. And again, part of this is feeling a sense of raw deal, part of a sense of betrayal. And actually, it's really kind of interesting because it goes to themes of that in his lifetime, especially on the male side, especially in lineage patterns that have to do with the men in the family that feels like they got raw deals or weren't told everything, and that kind of feeling. And so there's not a right or wrong, Evelyn. It goes back to as far as it goes, like it's, we're trying to learn there's no right or wrong, it's this and that. And so whenever we follow a passion, whenever we follow our heart, whenever we give something, again, a try, and where our heart is not in it, we're getting out of that right and wrong mentality, because if we are not happy in something, if we are energetically down the road and we're not even looking back, his energy is already splitting, which, again, will start spilling over in other directions. And I also hear surprise up his sleeve, where he could, if he would be looking at other schools actively, and if he isn't yet, I see that he will be. And sometimes I'm hearing there's no place like home, there's no place like home, but it feels more than, it doesn't feel like homesick, it just feels like he needs a break, because it looks like, actually energetically, like he's been through the war zone.
What was that last part?
It looks like he's been through the war zone.
It's like, I've been through Iraq, not to school. And so, do you know what I mean? It's like, I've energetically been through the war zone. I'm not kidding. I really am having trouble here. I'm not talking about homesick. I'm not talking about this. This is really, really cellular. But also, when I'm looking into his energy, it's along the timing of the same thing as looking at life patterns, figuring himself out as a man, to really get tuning into his, again, heart's desires. There's a part of him, when I get into his energy, I start losing my voice as far as how much he wants to scream, I want to get the bleep out of here, right? And so there's a part of him that really is energetically already hitting the, hearing hit the road, Jack, and you're to come back no more. And is there a Richard or a Dick, a counselor that you're talking to that is in, I just keep on wanting to go to Richard Dick is the first thing I've seen a grandfather saying, and also like a counselor that possibly you could talk to that could give you some helpful information as far as where he could go from
That's
there.
The school he's at?
Excuse me?
At the school at the school he's at now?
Yes. The counselor in school that he's at now. And so you getting in contact with the guidance counselor office or the student affair office, and connecting and talking to somebody about what's going on and listen to any of their suggestions, because I'm seeing that he gives good suggestions, especially when I'm looking at his energy. There's a part of him. Did you say you can't come home till November, January?
The semester ends at the end of, I believe in December, and he wants to transfer out of there and go California. Hopefully he gets to get into a school in California, but that's why I'm calling. Is he going to get into a school in California?
Yeah, I see energetically he's looking that going calling, either him calling and getting information as far as counselors that lead you in the right direction. His back is totally turned toward like the air, like heading toward California. And again, when he's standing and his own foot is on a gold road, right? Think of the yellow brick road. It's not an airy fairy story. That's one of my symbols of that he's sitting on stability. He's heading out too. He's already out of there. He is setting up his mind that California is going to be an golden opportunity, a land of the sun, and I don't even mean, I'm not talking about the weather, I'm talking about him feeling like he's in the sun, him feeling like he's in the driver's seat, him feeling like he's, like I've learned this lesson and I'm out of here. And so, and he's already putting the energy in his front fibers of that's the way it will be. And so that is a very good thing, Evelyn, because that will be his experience. And so finding any, having him finishing this up, that's what I'd really encourage him to do, is tidy, like, finish the circle, close off any information, go into guidance counsel and ask him about this, who knows any something out in California, because I see that somebody in the guidance counselor person could even have a nephew called Richard that was out in school in California, so this person's able to very synchronistically give your son help, and it's absolutely synchronistic. It's like the guides and angels and Zach's higher self getting himself information to go out to California. And yes, whenever if we don't put our heart into something, again, it's going to start showing up. It's just like my son with school is kind of a constant thing with trying to get him to do homework and stuff, and so it's like he's just not into it, but he's got all these other talents, and so it's being able to work with him, but he's 13, he's not going to school, so I see California, again, he's already determined, and it's almost like when I say, Zach, turn around and come in here, and then I energetically put him into school and where he's at right now, and like say, you have to stay there. I'll do all different scenarios, Evelyn. I'll say, here you have to stay here, here you do this, here you can't come home, here you gotta, and he really energetically pushes me hand and foot about getting back into that school as far as the Arizona school, because he's already got his mind, heart, and goal on California, and stepping onto goal, that means that he'll leave his roads out to California, because he'll invest his mind, his heart, his energy into it more, and he's already doing that. All his eyes are on goal, California, and he'll get the goal.
Do you know what part of California he's heading to?
Yes.
Do you know which part, Carrie?
Goal. What's that?
Do you know what part of California?
I feel it's southern California. Southern port from L.A. down. I'm not really good at geography as far as California, but I feel it's more like Southern California from L.A. down.
Is he going to be on the football team there?
Yes, I do see he's on the football team. That's why I'm saying finish off going in and getting information, because I'm seeing him synchronistically. Again, it's like everything is in divine order. Like somebody coming to the office and saying, oh, my nephew, blah, 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 blah. And then you know it's total divine intervention.
Okay.
For himself.
I have a coach here in town.
Excuse me?
That I'm talking to. I have a coach here in town that I'm talking to. Do you think he's the one that's going to help him guide him through to a school out there?
Yes. Talk to the coach that you're talking to. Absolutely. Absolutely. Very much so. Talk to the coach that you're talking to. He also could be the key one that hooks you up with, again, somebody out there that this is, feels like it's really close, so this absolutely could be the coach that you're already talking to, because he's in your son's corner. He really is. He's in your son's corner.
Uh-huh.
He absolutely is in your son's corner, and even he could have said something like, I'm not surprised, I kind of knew this could happen, you know, that kind of deal, and he's not saying a judgment. He's saying this fatherly. He's saying a grandfatherly, fatherly, and so he's in his corner enough to the part where he could go up and, again, connect in with other people, so connecting with other people. So absolutely talk to that coach, but also have him finish off with, I see him going to registration where he is now, and finishing off and talking to the people there.
And so, and if when he goes in there with the attitude of I'm out of here, then he's going to be much more receptive of hearing versus like I'm running out of here. You know what I mean? If he goes in and understands, okay, I'm cut free here. I can, because part of his left leg is there because that's connected to you, Evelyn, and part of that is even feeling like I don't want to let people down. I've had things in the past. I don't, and it's the left side is connected to females and also his feminine side of his body, which is all about taking in. And so when somebody's leg is way stretched like that, we want their body in alignment. So anything that you could do to keep him in alignment, so and get him in alignment, so he feels that road is gold, and that's what he's going to create. It's just like when my son wants to do a project, he'll get an A on it when he's into it. And if he's not into it, he won't get an A at all. He won't even get a C. And so it's like a part of they have similar energy. That's what I was asking about, though, because I'm seeing my son Richard's face over your son. And so there's some sort of Richard Dick connection. He's my son, 13. This is my older person. And so there's just pay attention. Richard, that also could be Richard Sin connection, Richard's son, or that kind of name as far as the last name. But there's definitely time to, as far as him going in there and finishing up, tidying up circles, closing off, because we don't want to have any unclosed doors that energetically. We want to always close up our business whenever we're finished with something, make a complete circle, because it just even our subconsciously leaves doors open that has our unconscious, subconscious thoughts go in there and just kick up a whole bunch of unfinished business. And it doesn't have to, because he could go in the office right now and feel like he's free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Evelyn, does he have in mind already what school he wants to go to?
Well, there was two schools he had in mind, and he was really set and gung-ho to go to those two schools. One was called Growth Mount. That's the one I have off the top of my head. The other one I can't think of. And the thing is, he's really set on going there. And the coach I was talking to today, he said they can't do anything until after the season. He says he can't even call a coach until after the season's over.
Exactly.
So he's thinking
correct.
About the 1st of December before he can even talk to any coaches.
Yeah.
And I want to understand this. You're meaning that at the end of the semester, he has to finalize everything at the school he's at right now so that come after this semester, starting in January,
yep.
everything's a clean slate to start somewhere
yes.
new.
Yeah.
That's what yes. I'm understanding, right?
Yes. Yes. And he could absolutely do that now. So even if the coach can't talk to somebody December's in 3 weeks from now, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean? And so it's a new
thing. I know, that's
all.
I'm panicking.
Well, that's where I'm seeing. That's where he could go in and go to the office and talk about what's happening. That's where I'm talking about him. It's like he's waiting for like a green light. So part of his left side of his energy field is like yellow light, like yield, right? And his right side of his body is all going to that Groveton place, California Grove. It's a gold light, all of that stuff. So having him go do the completion part that he can by going into the office, talking to guidance counselor, talking to coaches, talking to somebody that's going to help him do the completion, finishing out work, because that's what he can do right now. He doesn't over the next 3 weeks when it gets into before December comes. And then it's all nice, neat, and complete for January, the next semester.
Okay. Is he waiting? Are you actually telling me that I'm supposed to help him saying it's okay to do this? Because you're saying the left leg and attachment and stuff.
He's waiting for me to say it's okay to do it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Evelyn, the little boy in him is looking for your approval. Absolutely. The little boy in him is looking for your approval. So I'm looking at Zach from 2 to 4 years old that does not want to disappoint you. I have him and turn around to have him look at you, and he can't even look at you. Part of him is turn around in the shame posture. And not that you're shaming him. This is his own child, that his own wounded 2 to 4 year old, and we all have a wounded child, and that's where our key to set us free from this split mind thing, the veil thing, is that we all have to work on our own wounded child, and we all have a wounded child. And so that's... So, yes, he's definitely looking for your support. Absolutely.
Because I keep telling him, you know, you got to do what you feel is right for you. Is that not the right answer, should I say? Yeah.
Wrap up your stuff,
get tapped up, and get ready to move.
Yeah, going in and saying, whenever you put your passion in something, current circumstances don't matter. So it doesn't matter right now what's going on. In his outside world right now, the current circumstances don't matter. His state of being matters. And so the more he gets happy, the more he feels he's going to be in, taking proactive steps, the more he's feeling he's reaching the goal, the more he feels radiating that out, and he wants to make sure that that he doesn't disappoint you. And it's, this is nothing, again, it's his child that's turning the back. You're standing there backing him up. You're standing there, and you're standing right in front of him. And if you weren't, you'd be off in the corner. And I'd be saying, Evelyn, you're turning in the corner, and you got to turn around. But you're not. You're standing behind him. It's his own 2 to 4-year-old. So yeah, saying more words like, you know what, your body or your energy body or however you talk to them. I always talk energy to my kids so I can say something to them that you're already halfway down the street, my dear, so you got to come back and collect all your things so you could go there totally instead of split. And so that's what, any way that you could get him across to him that you're giving him the big go, G-O, and to go for his goals and go for his go, right? And so you're absolutely going for it. Go for that goal field goal or whatever that thing is called, football. And I'm not a sports person at all. And is it field goal, David?
Yes, it's a field goal. Good job.
Okay. All right. And so go for that field goal. And so, and that you're right in his corner. And just tell him his job now is to finish off any little things that he needs to finish off. Even getting a room cleaning deposits back, anything like that. Anything that he can be doing is going to make him feel like he's pushing his energy forward. He's going for his goals, and he's also going for meeting his goal. And then his energy winds up.
And he has somebody by the name of Richard Dick or something, that's a counselor that's going to help him get through all
Pay attention to a Richard Dick, Richardson, connection to a Richardson. And I'm also seeing some sort of Cheryl there because I'm seeing the name even literally Cheryl Richardson. But I take the name Cheryl separate and then Richard Dick, absolutely. And you talk to the coach whenever you could talk to that coach. But this is the steps that he could be taking over the next 3 weeks that absolutely has it become a full circle. So what he's doing is energetic feng shui. He's clearing everything out so he doesn't subconsciously drag a trail behind him, because he's positioning that school already in his past. It's on his left side, so left side is not only female side of our body and connected to mother lineage, but it's also related to where I read past and future. And so he's already put that school in the past. And so we just want to get him not have any tails, any subconscious trails that lead him back to that school where he goes, the nightmares or the disappointments or the sense of betrayal follows him from Arizona to California. And so that's why
he's actually in Nebraska right now.
Nebraska. So you're just cleaning off any kind of trails that go back down to Nebraska. And so it's like just complete energy maintenance, feng shui, full circle, and it's having him be proactive, and he could do all of that. He's very capable.
Do you see him going out west with Buddy? Do you see Buddy going with him?
I see friends going with him.
From that school?
Yes, absolutely. It seems like a coup.
Oh, so there
or
are
a bunch
couple
of
buddies.
Yes, there's a couple buddies that are absolutely going with him. Yep.
Yeah.
And there's one of them that's not, like, is having a heck of a time as far as with parenting and not having as much support as you are giving your son. So that makes him appreciative of you.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yep.
Oh,
when you
good.
Hear and witness,
good to know. So now just stay focused on getting him out west starting now.
Exactly.
And it's not...
Okay,
one last question. Do you see
right,
a color of a uniform?
A color uniform?
You know, when they wear
their
jerseys?
Well, I keep on hearing
gold.
I keep on hearing gold. So I'm sure there has to be gold somewhere in there because I hear gold. So there has to be some sort of gold yellow in there. Or somewhere around there, and I'm also seeing like a blue and silver, something like that. Just have him concentrate on that goal of the school that he wants, okay?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm not sure. So sometimes it's like all these different schools, but they all have colors. So it's like if you see a color, I can actually pinpoint the school.
I'm saying go for the one that he wants to, because that's gold in his heart. So that's the one where it's gold to him, and that's where. But I see the colors might actually have blue and light silver, something along those lines. But have him go for his heart, his heart's desires. Have him go with that. Have him have a backup plan more for his subconscious than his conscious, and go for it.
Yeah, Evelyn, that's why
I.
Yeah, that's why
I. We gotta go.
Yeah, Yeah. Okay, Evelyn, thanks so much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Good luck with that. Yeah. And our number here is 888-228-4494 in the U.S. and Canada. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. I did want to say that's why I was bringing up about if he had already had a school in mind, which I'm assuming he does. I feel strongly that Zach already had it. So, yeah, you get that in mind. The more specific you can get, the better you are at creating the end result that you want.
Right.
And, you know, this dovetails in perfectly, actually, with your teleclass that's going to be coming up.
I was just going to say that, David. We're on the same wavelength. Where
there
this is just, it's a perfect thing as far as of why aren't we manifesting? We could have heard about The Secret, the Law of Attraction. We could hear about What the Bleep, Does It Matter, or whatever, What the Bleep. And all of that has to go with where we can, when we start manifesting, when we wish or manifest as a child and we do not look at our wounded child, it is very hard to manifest because your energy can be split. It could be one side could be concaved in, one to the left side, the right side. When we do not look at our unconscious wounded child, that goes to our unconscious and our subconscious patterns that are generational, that are handed down, that are written in, are symbolically written in our DNA, because what's really in our DNA is that we are whole and we are holy, become complete. There's nothing we have to do except for remember that. But as we're in the process of that, it is so important. So going into as far as realizing, a lot of people want to dive tail because they don't want to open up those closets. It could seem to the child that it's the man and the boogeyman, but it's much better to look at our past patterns. Also, even just think of that we are given 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts a day, and how do you direct them, consciously or unconsciously? So having a beeper throughout the day or your cell phone ring and buzz every 58 minutes, and just have yourself for less than 1 minute. Think about, how was I directing my last 20,000 thoughts? Was I directing them consciously? So with the example of Zach, we'd want him to have his legs 2 feet apart, his arms wide open, and his heart energy directly out, and his right foot going right there, and have his left foot right aligned with him. And when anybody's, their feet are apart, that's they're out of alignment. And it just makes it harder. It makes it more harder and struggle. And suffering is what we're releasing. Suffering is part of the rebirthing process that we're doing. So we're releasing the eons of suffering that any kind of goal has to do with suffering or sacrifice. Because when we really start understanding when our wounded child gets in the driver's seat, that, can you imagine anywhere from a 1 to 6 year old driving a car that they can't even see over the top of the wheel, we'd be jumping out of the road if we saw that. So that's what happens when we don't address our wounded child. We try to manifest like a child, and then we go through the teenage thing, which our teenage manifestation comes with trying to do conditions. And this is all about, if we give the universe conditions, the guy has to come in this way, and it has to be like this, and it has to be that, then that we're going to experience conditions back, because that's exactly what we're doing. We're doing conditional manifestation. And so that goes back to the child unconsciously not believing that everything is possible and that miracles occur every day in life. And as the Course in Miracles says, no miracle is any simpler than another. Getting a Parkinson place to curing cancer does not have any more value in the miracle land. And so this is what we're remembering, reawakening, realigning to. The more we know that is our truth, not in our mental bodies, in our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies, and know it in every single cell of our subatomic being, that is the truth, not my truth. It's the truth. It's the spiritual truth, and it's with the big T. The more we start manifesting like the masters that we are in all directions in our life. And all we have to do is see if the child is in control by if there's aspects in our life that are not having flow, money-wise, mm-hmm. job-wise, career-wise. We, our own life is a total map to see where, and this is not judgment, it's just look as the observer, become the observer, and it's not about beating yourself up. We do better when we know better. It's as simple as that.
Right on. You know, Carrie, I know a perfect example of this whole thing. That I think, anyway, so let's get your feedback on it. I think that collectively, and this would even be the world, but specifically America, this gets into this event that just happened with Obama becoming our president-elect anyway. I got this hit today that, especially in watching the jubilation, I don't know if you got to see any of it. It was just stunning. There were people spontaneously running into the streets, filling the streets throughout America and the world.
Right.
Once the announcement had come that he had clinched the presidency, the people from all over the place surrounded the White House and were chanting. President Bush even came out and addressed them. It's unprecedented. New York City, the streets flooded. People were talking about, you know, on CNN, you know, all the big ones. They have the headquarters in New York, and there's a lot of glass in their studios, so it's kind of part of it, like the Today Show, and they're looking out, and people walking by, that sort of thing.
Yep.
And it's just, you know, it's late at night. What's going on out there? The streets were filled, shoulder to shoulder, people just in spontaneous celebration. And all of that, I feel that so many of us have been working, and this is in there, thousands, probably even millions. There are radio shows just like BBS Radio all over the place, Contact Talk Radio, World Pooja, radio shows like our own, people trying to ever so much increase our level of awareness, holding higher frequency, sending light and love like we did at the beginning of the show, opening space, those sorts of things, energetically working, consciously working with ourselves.
Right.
I think collectively with all that has raised the energy levels of this planet enough so that somebody like Obama has been able to come in. And his position, I see like his soul contract. I mean, could you imagine that? Do you want to? Are you willing to take this contract on, go into the third dimension, Earth, and as a black man, be the first black president, and, you know, break all these barriers, and not just break them.
Not only black man, dude, biracial man.
Yeah, he's really,
I saw an interview with
biracial.
Him when he said, when his mom used to get him up at bed at 4 o'clock in the morning to, because she saw his potential, and that she would get him up at bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, to study and to teach him, and that he would be complaining. He said, he's like, oh, and then she would say, hey, I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning here with you. You know what I mean? I'm here to teach you. I'm here to fill your mind with knowledge. And so I'm, you know, I don't like really getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning too, but I see your potential. I'm nurturing your potential, and I am birthing your potential. And so he had, people that really, not only does he grounds his potential. So not only was it that he was to become down here, but he also knows how to manifest and ground. And he's obviously done wounded child work. And so, and it's really interesting because the last 2 weeks I've had a lot of clients, because I have clients all around the world. And my first call this morning was from BC, and they said, congratulations on what's going there. But all eyes were on U.S. And again, collectively, what I've seen the last 2 months, and this is regardless of who's coming in, it doesn't matter if you're a McCain person or whatever, we are collectively rebirthing ourselves. And so, and this is how the change comes in, where think of symbolically, McCain represented rebirthing through old ways and throughout epidural, and that this represents new ways, but also, as he says, we are going to have to take responsibility. We individually, that's why we always talk about energy maintenance, because we cannot tell you to clean your energy field and to clear off, but good God, if you want to manifest anything, that's the answer, because all the answers are within, and we are born programmed to look outside. We do not do be, do, have. Be happy. Do the steps to get you there, and then you will have happiness. We are like, I will do this, and then I'll have happiness, and I'll finally be able to sit and be, you know, be happy, be more happy. You know, that's, it's, we're be it, be it, be it, be it. Do the steps to get you there. Be proactive, not reactive. So we have collectively, and the clients that I've talked around with the world, we're as much we are, it was even in the Bible as far as, there's we're going, back to our roots, and we're remembering individualization for all, freedom for all. There's a part of a real balancing, because we went way off into the dark. We got really off, and I don't mean dark as in evil. I mean dark as in we went to our shadow part without wanting to look at our shadow part. Now we're going to be looking at our shadow. We're going to be taking responsibility. We're going from the child to the adult, and as we do this,
We're doing this together. No man is an island. We are all aspects of God. We're all pieces of each other. So when we start, we've been hearing this for eons, but this is about, there's a big difference between hearing it and reading it and saying, yes, that makes sense, but then going acting every single day unconsciously. And so the more we sit there and really review consciously, those 60 to 90,000 seeds, thoughts that we have every day are seeds of potential, and how are you directing your precious life force daily? Because when you do that, being that we're all connected, being that we are intimately connected, the more you do that, the more I do that, the more my empowerment is your empowerment is mine, as Peggy Phoenix Dubrow from Lena Balancing, famous saying. I absolutely love it. I adore that woman because she's hit the nail on the head. It's like anybody that stands in their empowerment, it radiates out to the whole. We're all connected, so it helps those people that could be terrified to look at their wounded child aspects, their shadow side, their ego, their 3D reality, whatever you want to call it. It's all 50 million names for the same thing. I like to keep it simple. We all have a wounded child. We have a child archetype. Every single one of us does. We have a saboteur, the victim, and the prostitute, too. So let's get our archetypes in order here. And then collectively, we are embracing being the adult. Thank God we want to be the adult. It's getting us out of the jail of the patriarchal handing our power over to other people instead of ourselves.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is why I say that I see the no coincidence that Barack has come in and now has been elected, when this is what we've been working on as a group to be able to step up to the plate and start to take responsibility. We, you know, those of us in the so-called metaphysical field, this is what we're doing. And then to have somebody now cross over, not from the metaphysical, but from the political, saying these exact words.
Right.
It's really, really beautiful. But that is the whole thing when he says, we are the ones that we've been waiting for. We can do this. We can do this.
Right.
And there are no limits. And he's just bringing this in. He happens to be the one that has taken on this role. So in the outer way, he's going to be the big focal point on the whole planet. It's quite extraordinary. And like you say, this is a big time, but I know that
But he is us. That's the thing is that when we start really understanding that we're all aspects, there's a part of us that's Obama, and there's also a part of us that's McCain. Part of us that's Palin, part of us that's our enemy that we don't want to look at. And so as we start really taking that in and start getting that veil that separates us, start dismantling that. So the energy that's within our heart, the heart energy, the unconditional love energy, knows the difference, but there's no difference that we're all looking at aspects. So Obama could be in the physical body that's showing the light or the way, but he is that aspect of you. So it's part of you and me and everybody else that's doing this. And so we collectively, everywhere around the world, said, yes, we're not only changing, but we're getting out of that the wounded child where we hand our power over, because even the government represents the patriarchal, matriarchal mother, father, God. So we've been handing our power over. Here, please do this and take care of us. If I put in Social Security, you'll take care of me, you'll take care of me. All of that is parent-child relationship. It's not what Jesus has been saying forever or any ascended master. They're saying all roads begin within yourself. Look within.
Right.
If you look with outside, if you go look outside anywhere for a relationship, anywhere for a job, you're looking. If you start on the outside, you're looking in the wrong place. So you're first. You have to start on the inside. Look into as far as your heart. Look at your issues. And you can. And as far as manifesting, there's a real key part of us collectively, all together, let's look at our shadow, because the shadow of the boogeyman is never as bad as it is. We're waking out of this dream. This dream has kept us separate, and we're really understanding what it means to collectively be together. And so we're waking
up. That's right. And so, again, I agree 100% that he is us. And so that shows right now, look at what we chose. We were able to say, yes, we'll go with this. And what's really interesting is that world paper had a picture of Obama taking a big loping leap, and it said, one giant step for mankind, kind of like when we went on the moon for the first time. It was a play on that.
Right.
But we don't have to wait 40 years for the next leap.
Right.
We keep doing this. We keep working with our energy, and we keep our focus and keep doing our work, as we say, and lifting that veil, We can have major leaps so quickly in succession now that we can get to that fifth dimension that we talk about.
Well, you know, Dave, that's another good point, because I was talking to a client about she was doing a cruise in the Noetic Sciences, and part of her was a Wall Street lawyer but also a singer, so she had a really balanced energy as far as the right and left brain. But she was also talking about that, about the year 2012, about we have to have the critical mass by the year 2012. And I said, may I gently say to you, we already have the critical mass. And she's like, what? And I said, we already have the critical mass. That was a done deal in the year 2000, and then sealed deal in the bag the year 2004. That's when we got the gift of no more karma. But then this is where that gift was written in our DNA, given it to us, that we set up as the master writers that we are, and now we're really starting to understand how to get down to the to that empowering part. So when a lot of people are thinking that what we collectively said is that we're growing, that the year 2012 represents when all of us, 99% or 90%+ recognize that we're energy beings, spiritual beings, whatever word you want, but taking responsibility. That's 3 years from now. And so it's not waiting to the year 2012 and then the new earth is happening now. We're giving birth to it now. And by the year 2012 is when the majority will feel, just like when people were starting about, let's have the man on the moon. Because I remember saying this 90%. 5 years ago, and some people that were personalities, radio personalities, as I was getting interviewed with, they thought, oh, well, Carrie, that's very nice, but that's kind of really, you know, airy-fairy, and I think it's impossible in 10 years to have 90% of the world. Well, look what we're doing now, right? And so in the short period over the next 3 years of what we are going to be doing and what we have said collectively, because we're all just one. We are all one part of Creator. Creator only knows love, only is love, and so all this, we're waking up out of a bad dream of chaos and separation and going back to returning to our natural state of love. And then as we do that, we really will have major shifts, because when we realize that we can't shoot somebody, that's like shooting ourselves, you know. So there's a real reawakening,
right?
Remembering, reawakening, realigning, reconnecting, and responsibility. But a lot of times responsibility, because people are so tired that they took responsibility as in the thing of suffering. All of that's part of the wounded child talk. It's that responsibility is a wonderful thing to embrace. It does not mean more suffering. It does not mean one nail more on the cross. This is not about that. This is about us clearing out, feng shuiing our life physically, mentally, spiritually, just saying garbage in, garbage out, and simply. This is a science experiment that said that we had 60,000 to 90,000 dots a day. They had people in the lab pushing a little button. And so how are you directing? You have 60 to 90,000. How are you directing that throughout the day? Is it conscious? Are you doing it consciously and proactively? Or are you just kind of letting your unconscious go? And if you let the unconscious go, the unconscious is driven by the wounded child that wants the ego, that edges God out, that wants to stay in the driver's seat because it feels like it's dying.
Righto. Carrie, on that note, we're going to go to our close. Thank you for this great hour.
Oh, my God. Already?
Yeah, already. We did it. And if you'd like to contact Carrie for a private reading or about a workshop, her number is 860-887-1201. And please visit her website at carrieoconnor.com for more information. I want to thank you for being a great audience tonight, and please join us every Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcast live on BBS Radio. For another hour of the Carrie O'Connor Show, for Carrie O'Connor, I'm Dave Turco. Until next week, may you align with the divine.